Today's daf is Sanhedrin Chaf Ches, and we will start right there at the top of Chaf Ches on the line Ashkechan Avos Lebonim Ubonim Laavos. So we're continuing discussion about the Psu of Krovim, and we had seen yesterday's daf that the pasuk said Lo Yumsu Avos Albonim. So from there we learned out the different psulim that who's not allowed to be testifying with him. So just by way of an introduction, the Gemara is going to be talking about that we have different generations. And the way the Gemara is going to be using this, the phrasing is as follows, that a person's father is called the Rishon, right? The Eid himself is like a Sheni, and then his sons of the Eid are the Shlishi. So again, father Rishon, he's a Sheni, and then he's the kids are the Shlishi. So the Gemara says like this, Ashkan Avos Labonim Abonim Abonim. Fine, so we have a source from yesterday. The Kol Shekein Avos Lahadade. So certainly Avos, meaning the fathers, brothers, can't give edus about each other. However, Bonim Labonim Minolon. So a Sheni for a Sheni, right? A Ben is the son. So it's like, I mean, we're talking about cousins. How do we know that cousins cannot give edus? So Gemara says, Im Kein, Lichtov Kro Lo Yumsu Avos Al Bain. Right? It's one Lashon singular, but it doesn't say my bonim. Why didn't the Torah write the word bonim? Dafilu bonim lehadade, that even bonim, meaning the first cousins themselves, can't say edus on each other. The Gemara continues, Ashkechan bonim lehadade. Okay, fine. So now we say that the children of each of the brothers can't, meaning the cousins can't give edus. That first cousins are no good. Bonim ba le alma minolon. How do we know that they can't give about others? Not they can't be mitzari for them, but how can we others? So Almarami Baruch Amos Svorahu. It's logical. It's a logical argument to say that they can't. So the halach is they can't turn into Edom Zomim until they're all made, and you mazim everybody in the group. If you're going to tell me that the bonim can give edus about others, nimsu eid zomim neharag beedus achiv, it would come out that he'd be turned into an eid zomim by the testimony of his own brother, and that can't be. So the Rambam brings this down in the beginning of Tilchos Eidus Perek Chof. The Rambam writes, "Ein Eidim Zomamim Neharagin V'lo Lokin V'lo Meshalmin." They're not killed. They don't get malchus. You don't make them pay. Adjihu Shnehim Ruuyim LeEidus. That they're both roy for Eidus. V'yuzmu Shnehim Acher She Nigmar Hadin. And they both were made into Eidim Zomamim after the Gemar Din happened. Aval im huzam echon mehem bilvad, if you only were mazim one of them, saying, right, you were with us at that time in that place, you couldn't have given proper testimony. O shehuzam shneihem, and you got both of them, koden Gemar Din, but before the Gemar Din happened. O shehuzam shneihem acher Gemar Din, or you got both of them, it was after the Gemar Din. V'nimse echon mehem korov apostle, and they were krovim, which we're talking about. Ein enoshim afal pi shehuzmu nisul l'chol edus shebetorah. So they wouldn't be made into Edom Zomim. So Amar Le Rava, so Rava says, one second, L'tamech, right? Again, we always like to say of the Tamech, Rav Sabalovsky points out, I mean, you're asking a kasha on me, but the same kasha could be asked on your shita. Hod t'nan shlosha achin ve'echa mitztarif imohim hare elu shlosh edus behin edus achas lahazoma. So this was in Mishnah in Bava Basra, right? So the case is, we know that if a person wants to establish ownership over a piece of land, so you have to have three consecutive years. Now, normally you have a shtar, but we don't think the person's going to hold on to the shtar for more than 3 years. So the case that the Mishnah is discussing is where the guy has three sets of witnesses, each three brothers, and they could each testify about 1 year. So Reuven could say, I know he had it for year one. Shimon could say he had it for year two. And Levi says he has it for year three. And there's a fourth aide who can give on all 3 years. So Yehuda, right? Yehuda will be with Reuven for the first year, Shimon for the second year, and Levi for the third year. So now, what's the case? You have to be mazim all of them, right? So the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perichaf Aleph Zion, says like this. Shnayim sheheidu she'ochel zeh soda zeh shloshonim v'nimtzu zomimin v'shamim l'bala soda d'mei ha'soda. So you have two people who are giving testimony, the whole thing, fine. They have to pay the whole amount. He'idu shnayim she'ochlu shana rishona, v'shnayim she'ochlu shana shniya, v'shnayim she'ochlu shana shlishis, hu'z mekulon mishalmin b'nehem. Mishalshlim b'nehem. That you have two on the first year, two on the second year, and two on the third year, so they divide it up. They split it. She'af al pi ha'idus ha'chazaka shlosh edus hare'ein ke'idus achas l'hazamas. So really, technically, you need all three of them, all three groups to come together to create the edus on the chazaka, but it's like one in terms of hazam that you're mazim all of them. Lefikach, says the Rambam, shlosha achim ve'echa mitztarif im kol echa ve'echa mehen. Right? That's our case, the Gemara is talking about. Ve'idu v'shana v'shana shana hare elu shlosh edus. There are three testimonies. They're three separate, but they all are one for hazama. So the brothers pay half. And the other guy pays the other half. So the three brothers divide half, and then the guy, the fourth one, was mitzarif with all of them. So Gemara now, this is Rava's kasha. Nimsa comes out, Eid Zomim Mishalei Mamon Be'edus Achiv. It comes out, the guy's an Eid Zom, he's paying because of his brother, right? Right? So, but nevertheless, you don't find that he's possible. So Ella, it's like this. Hazama Me'alma Ko'osi. It's the hazam is coming from like outside. So hachanami hazam alma ka'asi. It's something that's not a real nogeya to the actual edus itself. It's something that's coming from outside. The Muka Yosef gives a marshal for what this would be, that if a person would give edus that a woman is married, right? He comes to say she's an eshes ish, and then 6 months later he was mizana with her. So the fact that he gave the testimony himself that she's an Eidus, that doesn't, it's not related to the Maisus Nus. You know, it's not Haba Hatalia. So therefore, we're saying it's like the Gemara is saying it's Hazama Me Alma Ka'asi. It's coming from an outside source. Ellis, rather, it's like this. The fact that the Krover and Pause is going to be learned from a different thing. Im Kein, Lichtov Kra, U Vein Al Avos. Right? The son on the Avos. Inami Heim Al avos, or they will be on the avos. My uvanim. Why did the pasuk say uvanim? So afilu bonim la alma, to teach even that the bonim are possible even when they're giving edus on others, not necessarily when they're combining by themselves. Saashkechan krovei ha av. Fine, very good. We now found a source for relatives on the father's side. Ask the Gemara krovei ha aim minolan. So how do you know that if they're the mommy's side relatives? So omakro, the pasuk says avos avos. Tre zimne. It says the word avos two times, so what do you have to repeat it for? You could have just said it once, right? So therefore, im eino inyan lekrove ha'av, tenehu leinyan krove ha'im. So if you don't need it for the father's side, you can now use this for the relatives on the mother's side. It says a fascinating machloikis. When you have a thing like this, im eino leinyan ze, right? Tenehu leinyan ze. If I don't need it for this, I'll use it for something else. So is that really one of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behen? Is that really a din d'oraisa? Is this a halacha d'oraisa? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says no, this is not. This whole idea of im eino inyan zeh. So therefore, since it's not, krovei aim is not really a problem on a d'oraisa level. It's possible d'orbonon, but on a d'oraisa level, they'd be kosher. Now the Meiri argues on this Rambam and says no, really both krovim mitzad the father and mitzad the mother would be apostle de Raisa, and I think the Shach brings it down halacha l'maisa. The word says Ashkechan lechov. Okay, fine. So now I know that you can't, that krovim can't give edus that's going to make them chov. I mean, mechay them something, right? It's a detriment, but maybe with zechus minon. How do you know that they can't say something for the positive? Which, what would you think if you would think that my krovim, my relatives are going to come, so of course they're going to try to say good things to me, right? So the post is omakra yumsu tre zimne im eino leinyan lechova tenehu leinyan zechus, right? That if I don't need it to teach me, they're going to say something that's a chiyuv, then I can learn out they can't even testify positively on them. I heard a word from Reb Yitzchak Varker. He says, how do you know this? The pasuk says by Adam says va'omdu shnei anoshim, right? The two men will get up and they'll come to testify. And so it says a relative who would testify against his own relative, he's not a mensch. He's not as a. And the pasuk says va'omdu shnei anoshim. So therefore, it's It's a vort, but it, okay, fine. Ashkechan b'dinei nefashos. Nah, good. We have a source for the apostle in a case of, you know, life or death. Dinei nefashos. B'dinei mamelos menolan. How do you know that the same halach would apply in a case of, you know, financial law? So Amar Kral, the apostle says, mishpat echad yilehem lochem. It equivalates them. Both dinei nefashos and dinei mamelos would be the same thing. Mishpat hashov lochem. It has to be the same rules apply in both cases. The krovim are no good. Omarav, Achi Abba lo yo'ili, right? My uncle won't testify me. Hu uvno v'chasono af ani lo elo ani uvni v'chasoni. So I won't testify. Like, let me get this right. Him, his son-in-law, and I won't give edus on him, right? Or my son, or my son-in-law. So the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Eidus. It's Le'olam Shlishi Barishon Kosher Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar Shlishi B'Sheni. So as we said a few minutes ago, that the Shlishi is like the person's son, right? Aval Sheni B'Sheni, but two meaning cousins, Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar Shnei Barishon Shnehem Psulin. That already is too close, and they cannot give the Eidus. Amai asked Gemara, Havile Shlishi Barishon. One second, why is that no good? Why can't Rav's son give Edus on the brother of his father's father? Right? That's a Shlishi Barishon. So Anan, Sheni B'Sheni Tanan. We've been talking about the two cousins. Sheni Barishon Tanan, two and one, and the one can't do it. Shlishi Barishon Lo Tanan, but we never learned that a Shlishi can't give on the two generations above. So Gemara says, and I'll answer like this, My Chasono. What does it mean, the chosono? Diketani b'mishnas yisim, but it's mentioned in the Mishnah. Choson b'no. It means to the son of his son-in-law, right? So the Mishnah is saying that it's possible for the shlishi barishon, right? So, as one second, if that's what it's saying, why don't teach the grandson? If that's the whole point, you want to teach me that it's the son of a son-in-law that's two generations removed, so just say simple. Say it's the grandson, right? Say the grandson is no good instead of the son of the son-in-law, right? So lisne ben beno, right? That's the Gemara's question. The halacha would we know this that a shlishi and a can't give base on rishon. So mils agav orche kamashmala. No, it's coming to teach me an additional chiddush de baal kiishto, that in terms of relationships and who is qualified in this case, that we say that the husband ishto kagufo, right? That the husband and the wife are considered to be the same person vis-a-vis Eidus, right? Sometimes this gets extrapolated to others of halacha. Notably, this concept is quoted in Hilchos Chanukah, Ishto Kegufo. Normally, we don't assume that it applies to Kiyum HaMitzvahs. It applies here over in terms of whose posel is a korov. So the Marketing says, Ve'elo ha detani Rabbi Chia Shemona Ovo Shehein Esrim Va'arba. Hani Tolosim Vitartin Have. In other words, the eight that were listed in the Krovim, right? Which are now really comes to 24 because it's 8 plus 8 plus 8 is the son and the son in law of each of them. But if it's really the grandson, so you have to add another 8, that's 32. Right? El Olam Chosno Mamish. So now you're right, it says it's not really your son's son in law, it's your actual son in law. Right? So va'amai kari le choson beno. So then, why does it refer to as the son of the son-in-law of your son? Kaven deme alma ka'osi kidor acher dami. No, because there's no blood relationship between this person, so he's considered to be a new generation. In other words, you don't have any connection to him. It's through marriage, so it's not like your blood does not flow through this son-in-law's veins. So therefore, even though it is your son-in-law, that's considered to be a shlishi. See, Ihochi, one second, we're asked. That's true. That's really a shlishi, right? So then, havile shlishi b'sheni, right? That would be a shlishi going one generation, v'rav achsher shlishi b'sheni. Rav said it's good. So how can you tell me the whole chiddush is that it's possible? Rav holds that a shlishi is allowed to give to Edus on a sheni. Ela Rav the Omer Rebbe Lozer. So we're going to say that Rav holds like Rebbe Lozer, right? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Lozer Oimer kishem she'achi abba lo yo'ili. Just like my father's, my paternal uncle won't give Edus on me. Hu v'no v'chasano, right? Him, his son, his son-in-law. Kach ben achi abba lo yo'id li, right? So, he won't give edus on me, because, right, that's sheni b'sheni. Hu uvno v'chasano, him and his son and his son-in-law, that's a shlishi b'sheni, right? So that's the pshat now that he holds like Rav must be going like Rabbi Lazar. Vakati havelei shlishi b'sheni. One second. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, the grandson of the uncle can't give edus on his great-great-uncle, right? The Rav akshir shlishi b'sheni, but Rav said it does work. So Rav savalei kivasei b'chada. Rav holds Rabbi Lazar in one case, meaning he holds his puzzle to the shlishi on the rishon. Upoligalei b'chada, but he disagrees. He argues with him on the case that he does not say it's puzzle for a shlishi on a sheni. So my time in the Rav. So what is the reasoning behind Rav who holds that the shlishi b'rishon is puzzle? The Amar Kra lo yumsu avos albonim uvonim, right? Larabos dor acher comes to teach that there's another generation, meaning the grandchildren of the brother are also pasul. Okay, keep trying to keep this all straight. Rabbi Lazar albonim Amar Rachmana psule avos shade abonim. That's enough. That anybody who's pasul about giving on a father would also be possible to give on his children as well. Amr of Nachman, Achi Chamoisi lo yo'ili. The brother of my mother-in-law won't give any edus on me. Ben Achi Chamoisi lo yo'ili. The son of my brother of my mother-in-law will not give edus on me. Ben Achos Chamoisi lo yo'ili. The son of my sister of my mother-in-law won't give edus on me. V'tanatuna. Then the Mishnah says, we told this, Baal Achoiso, he also says the sister's husband, Baal Achos Aviv, the husband of the father's sister, Baal Achos Imo, and the husband of the mother's sister, Hein Uvenehim V'chosanehim, they themselves, their sons and their sons-in-law. So this is the same type of, just describing the whole relationship in a different way. Amar Vashi, Ki Avinim Be'ula, when we were learning by Ula, Ibayalon, we asked the following question. Achi Chamov Mahu. What's the din with the brother of your father-in-law? Achi Chamiv Mahu. So Ben Achi Chamiv Mahu. What's the din with the brother of your father-in-law? Ben Achos Chamiv Mahu. What's the din of the son of the sister of your father-in-law? Amalan. So Ula said back to the Tinisua. We learned this already in the Mishnah. Achi v'achi avi v'achi imo hein v'neim v'chasaneihem. All these things, the same they talk about, just giving the perspective from the other generation. So Mark gives us a story. Rav ikla l'mizban gvile. Rav wanted to buy gvile as a scroll for a sefer Torah. Boy mine, they asked the question. Mau shiyoid adam be'ishes chorgo. Can what's the halacha? Could a man give edus regarding to the wife of his stepson? Right? So Basuria Amri Baal Ki Ishto. But Pumadisa Amri Isha Kibalo. So in Surah they say Rav answered like this, that the husband is like his wife, right? Ishto Kigufo. In Pumadisa they said Isha Kibala. I guess more the precise. So it sounds like they're saying the same thing. And there are Rishonim who learn that really, you're right. They are saying the exact same halacha we're familiar with, called ishto kegufo. They're just using different ways of phrasing it. However, the Meiri has a little bit of a pshat. The Meiri says, if you look in Pumbedisa, the Pumbedisa amri isha kibala. So Pumbedisa, we have a halacha koma shakonsa isha konabala. So whatever the woman would be kindness and that would belong to her husband, but we would not say it the other way, that whatever the husband would acquire would necessarily belong to his wife. The Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav Nachman, Minayin Sha Isha Kibalo. Where do you know this source? Isha Kibalo. Dechsiv Ervas Achi Avicha Lo Segale. Right? That you can't uncover the erva of your father's brother. El Ishto Lo Sikrav Dodoscho Hi. Don't come close to her, she is your aunt. The Halo Ishis Dodohi. She's the wife of your uncle. Michlal the Isha Kibalo. So you see that the wife is like to be the husband. A bal imo hu uvano v'chasono b'no hainu ochiv. So the Mishnah is going on and says that all the people who are pasul are the mother's husband, which is like, meaning the mother's husband himself, his son, his son-in-law. So we're asked one second, but no, hainu achiv, the son of the mother's husband is the same as the brother, right? It's half brother. The Mishnah already said that the brother is pasul. So Amar Rav Yirmiya lo nitzucha ella achi ha'ach. No, we need it for a case where they're half brothers, but from another fault. They share one parent, but they don't share the other parent, right? In other words, they're not biologically related. Rav Chizda achshir ba'achi ha'ach. So Rav Chizda said the half brother, the other half brother is fine. He was machshirit. Amrule, they said, lo shemiya lo had Rabbi Yirmiya. Don't you hold from this thing we just said from Rabbi Yirmiya that they can't testify together? So Amrule, lo shemili. I didn't hear it. Klomer, which means lo severely, right? Like, I heard it, but I don't agree with it, right? You know, in English, we talk like this. We say, okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear you. He says, I don't hear you. I don't hear it. I mean, physically, the sounds are going into my ears, but that means I don't agree with you. So Rav Chizda didn't hold from Rav Yirmiya's halacha. See, ihachi, someone says, then we're back to the whole point. Now we're back to it. Hainu achiv. Then the son of the mother's father is the same thing as his brother. Tona achiv min ha'av, kitani achiv min ha'em. So it says, yeah, it taught the half-brother on the father's side, and it teaches the half-brother on the mother's side. Okay. Now the next case is michutonim, which Rabbi J.J. Schachter pointed out. I think he was the only language, he said, that has an actual name for that type of relationship, michutonim. Omer of Chizda, avi chosun v'avi kala. The father of the chosun and the father of the kala, me'idin ze al ze. They can give edis together, right? Why? It's an interesting way that Moshe gives. De lo domu lahadadi ele ki ochlad ledona. They're like a lid for the top of a barrel. Meaning they're not, they rest together, and they come together, but they're not really inherently connected. In other words, it's like it's a casual relationship. So that being said, though, the post can point out, yes, they could testify. For Edus, we would let Mechutonim be joined together. However, to be Dayanim, so that we have a higher standard, which makes sense because we want to have, you know, a fair trial. And these Mechutonim, they know each other. So we would not allow them to be Dayanim, but we would at least allow them to be Edim together. Om Rabba Bar Rav Chana made Adam Leishto Arusa. A man is allowed to give edus about his wife when she's in Arusa. Alma Ravina, lo amaron el la pok, mina, avala ulim law lo mehemran. No, we're only allowed to be mappy, to take something away from her. In other words, but if she's going to give edus about his Arusa, that she's bringing money in, so now he's a shtickle no gebedav, because as soon as they complete the second stage of marriage, the kiddushin, so then he's going to get that. So only to say that she's an Arusa, but to get money out of her, that would be allowed, but not to bring it in. Velohi wants to know, not true. Lo shna lafuke law. I'm sorry, lo shna lafuke, velo shna laayule. There's no difference whether he is coming to take money away from her or whether he's coming to give money to her. Lo mehenan. We don't allow him to give edus. At that point already, it's too close. My daitach, so what was the havamina? What were you thinking that would have allowed this man to give edus about his arusa? Kedam Rav Chia bar Ami mishmei deula ishto arusa lo onen v'lo metami lo. So when a woman is an arusa, so there's no, and he's a kohen. So what's it called? He's not an onen for her. Now an onen is the period before the kivura, after the misa beforehand. An onen, the halacha is, does not do any mitzvos asay. So, like, for example, they wouldn't make a bracha before eating food. They wouldn't learn Torah. Now, but they don't do any mitzvos lo asay. It's not just now they're eating, they don't make a bracha. Now they're going to eat cheeseburgers. But they don't do, an onen doesn't keep any of the positive mitzvahs. So Soloveitchik has an article, where an essay where he discusses that the mind frame of a person going through this loss is almost like a behemoth, very, very, very primal. And they're not holding mentally in a place where they can do positive mitzvahs. So that's the halacha. So again, we're just explaining over the svaras why you would think that he could, because you see there's a distance. If they really were husband and wife, then of course he would become an onin for her. He would be metame himself for her. So then v'chein he. So to the other way, lo onenes v'lo metame lo, and she, the flip side, she wouldn't be have an inus for him. She wouldn't become tame for him. Mesa ein yorsha. If they died at this point, then there is no inheritance. Mesu gova ksubasa. And if he dies, then she collects her ksuba, right? So we see here that the Erisin, they're really not considered to be related. So that's why we thought, the Gemara says, that they could have been, what's it called? Could have been Eid. So Hossam, no, B'she'ero Tola Rachmana. There, it's, she means like a relative, the Torah writes. Akati La She'eri, but she's really not yet married to him. Hocha, however, in our case of Edis, Vishum Ikruve Daita Hu. I mean, they feel close to each other. Vaha Ikruve Daita Lagaba. They certainly feel a sense of closeness. They're agreeing to get married. So therefore, puzzle. Chorgo Levado, the stepson by himself, is puzzle. But not the stepson's sons or the sons in law. Tanurbanu Lunabraisa, Chorgo Levado. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Giso. Rabbi Yossi says his brother in law. That's called a geese. Vitani Idach, in a different brisa, said, Giso Levado, only the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chorgo. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the stepson is. Samaika Omer. What's going on over here? Elaim, are you going to say, Hachi Omer? This is Pshat. Chorgo Levado. Yeah, the stepson himself is Pasul, right? Vehu Adin Legiso. And then that's the same halacha for the brother-in-law. Meaning, the brother-in-law is only Pasul, but not about the brother-in-law's son or his son-in-law. For also Rabbi Yossi, Lameyman, Rabbi Yossi comes to say that the Giso Levado, it's the brother-in-law by himself is the one who's posel. Vehu Hadin Lechargo, and then the same thing too by the stepson. So that's hard. Ela Masnis in the Katani, because we have a mission of Giso Hu Uvino Vechasano, right? You have it says that the brother-in-law, he is posel, his son and the son-in-law. So Mani, so who would that be going like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. It can't be either one of them because they both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree that the son and the son-in-law of your brother-in-law is not possible. He's allowed to give edus. So lahachi kamer. So rather, that's why we reject it. And you have to say it like this: Chorgo levado. It's the stepson by himself. Aval giso, but the brother-in-law who uvno v'chosno. His son and his son-in-law are also pasul. For also Rabbi Yossi Lameim, and then Rabbi Yossi is coming to be cholik. He's arguing now, and he says, "No, giso levado. Really, it's just the brother-in-law by himself. Ava chorgo huvano v'chosno. But the chorgo, your stepson, right? He himself, his son-in-law are also pasul. So the Mishnah then would come out like Rabbi Yehuda. Elaha detani Rabbi Chia, but then." We have a brisa with Rabbi Chia. Shmona avos shein esrim v'arba kiman. The 8, which is really 24, because we add 8 of the person himself. His son gave another 8. The son-in-law adds another 8, so it comes out to 24. So kiman, so who's that going like? Lok Rabbi Yossi v'lok Rabbi Yehuda? That's not going like either one. So Elohachi kamer, hargo levado. Now we're going to say like this. We're rejecting, we'll say this is the brisa. It's the stepson himself is posel. Aval giso, but when it comes to the brother-in-law, who uvno v'chosno, he, his son, and his son-in-law are also posel. V'osa Rabbi Yossi lemeim, and Rabbi Yossi is coming to say, giso levado, that it's the brother-in-law himself is posel, meaning, but not, v'choshkin chorgo, and then how much more so the stepson, right? V'masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, brisa Rabbi Yossi. So according to this, then the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi. And the brisa, the Rabbi Chia was giving over, that is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is, when all the dust settles, we follow like Rabbi Yossi. Hahi me tanto dehavi chasime ola tregise. So the Gemara tells a story now. There was a matana he was giving, and the witnesses on this were two brothers-in-law. So what's the din? Sav Rabbi Yossi lachshuri. Rabbi Yossi thought that that's fine, it's kosher. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halachi Rabbi Yossi. Because, you know, that was what we just said, that we follow Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi held that what Shmuel was saying was Rabbi Yossi's opinion in the Mishnah, meaning that the only krovim that are possible, but that you inherit from. But since you're not really inheriting from your brother-in-law, so then in that case, you would be allowed to be signing on this. So Amalei Abaye said to him, Mimai de Rabbi Yossi ben Masnisa de Machshir Begiso. How do you know that Shmuel's halacha, we said, his statement was going back to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, which says that the brother-in-law is allowed to give edus. Dilma, maybe Rabbi Yossi ben Braisa, maybe it was a different statement of raising the Braisa, who said, the pasul begiso, that your brother-in-law is pasul, right? But not the son of the son-in-law. So lo salka daitach. No, don't say it like this. The Amr Shmuel, kigon ana upinchas. So like me and Pinchas, that was his brother. So we're disqualified. The Havinan Ache Vigise, because we're both brothers and we are brothers-in-law. They married sisters. So Avagise da Alma, but just a Stam, a regular brother-in-law, any other brother-in-law didn't than our brother. Shop your dummy. That's fine. They could do it. The Dilma, one second. Maybe that's not what he meant. Maybe kigon ana upinchus, meaning he says me and my brother were pasul mishum de giso ka'omer, because he is my brother-in-law. Meaning, right? We're not only pasul because we're brothers. We're pasul because we're brothers-in-law as well. And that's what he's kind of saying. So therefore, based on this kasha from Abaye, so omrele zil kanya be'edi mesira. So let's go make a new kinyan using edi mesira ki Rebbe Elazar, holding like Rebbe Elazar. Okay, that's the whole machloikis who holds at the 80 Mesir Karsi. So, v'ha'om Rabbi Abba, moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyef mitoicha shehu posel. Well, even Rabbi Lazar, who holds at 80 Mesir Karsi, that they're the ones who make the deal, if it's mezuyef, if it's a self-incriminating document, it's a forgery, so then that's no good. So, omalei zil lo shavki li de ozvine loch. So he said, "Go and don't let me let go of you." Right? So the Rambam, interesting in Hilchos Gerush in Perek Aleph Yud Zayin, brings this down. It says, "Hayu edav mitoicho psulim." So if you have the edim on the shtar itself are pasul, afilu echad pasul ve'echad kosher, even if one of them was pasul, but the other one was kosher. The nostr law b'fnei shnei edim kasherim, but you gave it over in front of two kosher witnesses, right? Edim asira, hareza pasul. This is no good. Shenimsuk mezuyif mitoicho. It's still no good because it is a, we call mezuyif mitoicho. It's a forgery. It's wrong. You have someone on that's no good. And since it's no good, therefore that's what this line means. Omer le, zeal, go away. Lo shavki le de osvinu loch. The Rabbanim are not letting me give this to you, therefore I have no way to effectively translate this to you, so you need to go away. Okay, and we'll stop for today here.